Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Face to Face. This is a show about change and what's next. It's a show that asks questions and peels back the layers of our average everyday experience and goes beyond scratching the surface. We interview people doing incredible things who are making a difference around the globe. Join me as we listen in and get one step closer to understanding that big ideas shared create collaboration, collaboration can inspire community, and communities create social change. I'm David Peck, and this is Face to Face.
Well, welcome to Face to Face. We are joined by a very special guest here with us today. As always, Roman Luby is here to talk about his compelling and poetic and beautiful new film, Iron Butterflies. Just so you know, there is a little bit of background noise. It premiered at a festival in Toronto not that long ago, and it's just the buzz. It's the chit-chat in the background, and it gets better as we go along. So I just wanted to give you that quick heads up. But the film Iron Butterflies did premiere at Hot Docs, and you are going to want to see this film. You can find out more about it online and check out the Impact Series. It's a website, but it's more importantly a movement. It's a platform where you can watch movies that matter. TheImpactSeries.net. There's a podcast there. You might even find a familiar face or two there. So check it out. And it's going to be in cinemas August 25th, and that is in 2023. But do look for it online. And I also want to make a quick announcement just before I tell you a little bit about the film and my conversation with the director, Roman Luby. And I've got a new show coming out. In fact, it's already out, called Toronto Threads. You can hear it on 640 Toronto. That's 640 AM here in the city. And also you'll be able to find it online as well through a variety of podcast platforms ultimately down the road. So please do check that out. Pretty excited about it. It's kind of an extension of what I've been doing on Face to Face, but looking at people and their stories and how they have contributed to the city and to the community around them. Iron Butterflies is at times a difficult film to watch, but it really is a poetic and beautiful piece. And Roman talks about creating monuments up on the screen, and I think he really has done that with this film. Roman and I get into cultural diplomacy. We talk about artistic interpretations and sort of not just the poetry of film, but poetry in general. We talk about war crimes and human rights and justice. And we touch on propaganda. And as I said, we talk about this thing about creating, you know, how does one create a monument up on screen? And this really is a piece of physical theater, and you're going to have to see the film to get a better understanding as to what exactly I'm talking about. But do stay with us. I think you're going to not only enjoy the interview with Roman, but you are going to enjoy the film. And like I said, it's always one of those tough ones where, you know, when I say you're going to enjoy the film, it's a great film. It's an important film, and it moves along at the right pace. And so I guess that's what I mean. But it does feel peculiar to talk about a film in this way, this kind of a documentary. July 17th in 2014, you remember Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 It was, I believe, Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, downed over eastern Ukraine, and it killed all 298 people on board. So at times, as I said, difficult film to watch, but boy, what a, as I said, piece of poetic theater and something that you're going to want to step into. Don't forget davidpecklive.com for more information about what I do. You'll hopefully be able to see something about Toronto Threads there in the very near future as well, but face-to-facelive.ca for dozens and dozens of interviews that you can go back and listen to, and I hope you will. So, yeah, coming right up, Roman Luby talking about his new film, Iron Butterflies. Well, welcome to Face to Face. We are joined by a very special guest here with us today. Well, I'm going to say direct from Hot Docs here in Toronto. Roman Luby is here with us to talk about his compelling and necessary and unsettling new film, Iron Butterflies. Roman, thank you so much for joining me on Face to Face today. Pleasure.
My pleasure.
That's great. Well, hey, Roman, before we step into the film, congratulations on the film. Congratulations on Hot Docs and the Canadian premiere. That's got to be pretty exciting. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on at Hot Docs? Is there a bit of a buzz there? What's the energy like?
I was yesterday on the Canadian film. I'm here just for the riot. That's the title, I guess. I hope I'm correct. I still have nothing to say about audience about how our film will resonate with the audience. But I guess that Canadian film was just a completely other genre of documentary. I'm not surprised, sure, but. So yeah, I'm a little bit nervous, but
I guess so.
Yeah, not too much.
not too much. Nervous. Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Well, I'm going to say that I think the screenings are going to go well, and I think you'll be, I hope, blown away by the dialogue and the Q&A. You know, so before we step into the conversation, maybe you could give us a little bit of context for the film. It's about MH17. It's about an event that happened getting close to 10 years ago now, the downing of the Malaysian Airways airline. Can you talk a little bit about that for our audience before we step in? I've got so many questions.
Sure. It's a film about war crime, the biggest war crime, like most international war crime of Russian-Ukrainian war. All Ukrainians, all who like dealing with the cultural diplomacy in the world, we all talking a lot like that war started a long time ago actually, and there was a lot of chances to prevent the full scale invasion. The fact that there was no consequences after downing a passenger airplane for Russia, there's also a reason why they feel free to start full-scale invasion. So it's a really important topic to talk about. It was a flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. There was a people, 289 people from 98, I'm sorry, I mess with the numbers, from different continents. And nothing actually like the criminals actually like have no punishment, like nothing.
It's fascinating. So and I hope we can talk a little bit more about that sense of justice. I don't know, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I love that the sunflower plays such a prominent role in the film, and I couldn't help but reflect on it being a metaphor for forgiveness. Simon Wiesenthal wrote a book called The Sunflower, and it's about forgiveness. He's an Auschwitz survivor and so on, but I couldn't help but think about that. Where do we go from here when you're talking about such a massive crime against humanity and a crime against so many different countries. I mean, about 80 children on the flight. We had people on their way to the International AIDS Conference. We had just, and as you so beautifully say, Roman, in the Variety article, you call it a film about lost opportunity. I think that's so beautiful. Can you tell me how you got pulled into this? Because this is must have been a challenging film to make.
So we started this project after my experience in two short documentaries made only with materials from criminal cases.
Oh, okay.
So the pure documentary, I would say. There was no place for artistic, like, anything,
right,
pretty much. You sure. just have to tell the story. It was, on the one hand, the documentary, and on the other hand is the official publication about the investigation. And it was the short about the shelling of civilian bus in Volnovakha and shelling of Shchedrin district in Mariupol, both cases from 2014. We with our team was searching for a way how to use my experience in something bigger. Then we start to work on the MH17 case. But we figure out that we will not have the same unique access to the materials from security service of Ukraine, because trial is international trial and trial right. is just started. We began to work with open source. Actually, open source is something very much about this case, because mostly people didn't know about open source investigation teams like Bellingcat before MH17. It was the like a biggest case investigated by this kind of teams, yeah, investigators.
When you say, just to be clear for our listeners and for me, frankly, open source mm-hmm. investigations, do you mean that it just globally it was kind of open sourced? I mean, is that the reference?
So open source investigations was when people using everything what is online and free
right.
for access to put some like a picture together from these pieces of
sure.
pretty much garbage. Of,
sure,
like,
sure. Well,
garbage.
Well, that one sequence in the film, you talk a great deal about the social media and how the Russians mm-hmm. were using that to suggest that, you know, with shoddy editing techniques were used to create video and so on. You know, it is fascinating that something as severe as this is so accessible to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Well, so we're putting everything what we found online, like not everything. I was looking for things that working. When you see that, you were asking a question, is it real? Like, it's
right.
no way is to be real.
Right, right.
Like you can believe that there's a like a searching group made from like miners searching the pieces on the field. It's
yes.
like what the hell? It looked like a dream. So I was looking for this kind of things that looks like a bad dream. And then like same time I was looking for a project to use physical theater because it's like really really useful tool for me to speak out, because I'm not an expert in words in general, like
Roman,
hard,
do you think would you call this film an experimental film to some degree?
Well, unfortunately, there is no better words. People mostly like scared by this word experimental.
Right. Right.
But there is no better words for now. Like we were saying hybrids, but it's also pretty much frightening for audience.
And so would you say and just for our listeners who haven't seen the film yet, by the way, it's Canadian premieres at Hot Docs I'm pretty sure there's going to be a theatrical release here in Canada with the Impact Series. Do check them out as well, folks, theimpactseries.net. Roman, so experimental, some black and white footage, but some really interesting artful choices you make from an editing perspective, but also from a theatrical point of view. Was that to help me, the viewer, empathize more with the victims, would you say?
I think that the empathy was not the main goal, I guess. The main goal was like it's already a horror, right? There it's very easy to like to
of course
to put your audience in complete depressive and like complete.
Oh, it's very
audience.
Dark.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
a, it's
dark.
Horrific. It's dark. It's melancholic. It's all of the above. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I was more looking for tools how to like go through. Yeah, go out, go around the our defense systems of our psychology.
Sure.
How to say?
Sure.
Psychic.
Sure.
We still able to talk about it and to talk about it honestly and freely and free. To make it not so traumatic, I guess.
Right. And to probably is it fair to say that you were trying to work on different levels? I mean, the philosopher might say you were going after the heart and the head.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your sense, Roman? What's your sense of, you know, it's been interesting. One of the other documentaries I've interviewed the directors from is about Northern Uganda, Joseph Kony, child soldiers. There was an international criminal mm-hmm. court trial, and they have this really quite remarkable footage, like yourself, and they really question this idea of what justice means, you know, not only in this Ukrainian context and a Dutch context and so on, but also in a Western context. Do you feel that, I don't know, you're better prepared for that now? Do you have a better answer for what justice is and or might be in a case like this?
So the previous screening I had was in Haag in Netherlands.
Sure. Yep.
And the festival called Movies That Matter, and it's focused on like human rights and basically for our screenings. A moderator was invited professor, yes, that's the word I was looking for.
Right,
professor
academic,
of,
yep.
Yeah, of justice, of law. We were talking a lot about what is justice, and everybody agreed that it's too complicated idea to describe. And it in some cases, like in this case, with May 17, when no one was punished for the mass murder, well, that's the fact that the film exists is like 0.0001%
right.
of justice.
Sure.
It's not enough, but it's something. So the fact that it's truth is already like spoken and being heard, it's already part of the justice.
Yeah.
But for me it's far from the end. It's not enough for sure. Like mm-hmm. I think I'm not as expert in judiciary, but I feel like anything have to have this point of crystallization. So to trial Russia for all the war crimes they did, the May 17 case, it's already like a perfect beginning, because it's already have a huge base, like the
sure. The implications are huge. You know, I couldn't help but there you show that one scene where I believe you're at the court, and I'm assuming it was one of the lawyers saying that we are here representing the 398 family members of the victims.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not kind of heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. And then you look at something like the Ukraine war and you say, this is the amount of pain and sorrow and suffering that is coming out of a situation like this is truly remarkable. And you really don't get a sense for it until you see a story like this. So again, congratulations and thank you for telling a difficult story. Did you learn much as the film was going on? Did you find out things that you didn't know that were quite revealing, that were, what do they call it in the West? The smoking gun is the cliche. Do you know that phrase?
No.
So you find the smoking gun, it's like the piece of evidence that's going to kill the person, right? But there's an awful lot of evidence. And I thought it was fascinating that the Russians were also testing with the fuselage of a plane and explosives. Like they were really trying to show that they were doing all they could, you know?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's like a shit show. I can just sometimes I see the on the moment when we're showing what's the like a Russian investigation. What's the processes of that and Western audience watching with the like you know with serious faces this shit show is like we're really far from like we have I don't know injection the against Russian propaganda. We've seen so many so we kind of experts on that and have a lot of things to say about how it works.
Yeah, Roman, you know, you raise a really interesting question for me. I love the way you showed the injection of the needle into the syringe into your arm. So propaganda is pretty interesting. A lot of people would say the West are very guilty of propaganda as well. And in so many forms, and in some cases, maybe, what's the word I'm looking for? More insidious, almost more, mm-hmm. more under the surface, harder to see almost. Yeah. Do you think a film like this, do you think telling a story like this can help us sort of raise questions about misinformation and disinformation as a whole?
Sure. For sure. I just think that Russia go really far from, like, they really the number one on that. They have like, it's all based on the scientific base, how to manipulate public, what's the word for that?
Well,
thinking.
Sure. Yeah, manipulates the word,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's full of, so from Soviet times, they was trying, like, yeah, looking for the ways how to do it, and also, like, Russia have a huge heritage of that. So how to not talk about important things, how to avoid important things, and talk about, like, some actually almost not existing, danger. How to talk about, not talk about Chernobyl for your own citizens, yeah, to care about your own citizens. Like, everybody knows this story. That's just one example. And you don't talk about like bad things, you know. And you talk about how Western world is corrupted.
Right.
And that's all. So yeah, I think. But for sure, Russia not alone in this kind of manipulations. Mostly people in like Western audience very surprised that it's actually possible to do things like that,
to go this far.
Yeah, so that's fine. They like how it works. Mostly they putting some idea, the version. For example, like if we're talking about the war crime, yeah. They put in some version.
Sure.
The version is spoken by some guy on like a talk show.
Right.
And then they like some expert, unknown expert.
Right.
And then
right.
That media like putting it to the, like, quoting it all the time. It's there is no source for the this version. That's fine, and also like official pages also like quoting that. But when the when it's official publication by Ministry of Defense, like on there's the official YouTube page, official like pages, and they saying that it's all fake. All the videos with Buk missile system are fake. I think it's huge. Like, no one doing that. I guess it's like too much.
It seems we do. I mean, to say that we live in a crazy world is pretty wild. I mean, it's so beautiful in one sense and free in another that you're allowed to make a film like this. That you were able even to make a film like this is a brilliant thing. And yet what a crazy place on the other hand, that this battle between, it's not so simple as good and evil, but you know what I mean, right? The truth versus the misinformation, let's call it the misinformation, or at least the truth for today. It really is a struggle for all of us. And I think your film for me, is as my listeners know, my background academically is in philosophy. So it's always about dialogue. It's always about asking better questions and about getting to, I don't know, the closer sense of what truth really is. Mm-hmm. And that's not an easy thing for us as humans, but and I suspect that's what you were hoping to do with the film. What do you think the film's about? I bet that's changed since you started making it. When you first set out, here's the story I want to tell.
Yeah.
How has it changed for you?
For the beginning, I have no concrete like vision. What's right. the story? What this story about?
That makes sense. Yeah.
More like I have understanding what is like amaze me. I would maybe it's not the best words. I just the passenger airplane is already something it's unbelievable. Actually,
it's a huge story.
There's the like a flying city, the huge metal flying beast, and with their own ecosystem. It feels like because there's we see this list of
the cargo.
The
cargo manifest is fascinating. Yeah. Fresh cut flowers.
Yes.
Live pigeons.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know, Roman, for me, mm-hmm. just sorry to interrupt, but for me, that really humanized the mm-hmm. story in a whole other way. And I think sometimes whenever we see images of plane crashes in particular, when we see luggage, when mm-hmm. we see toys, clothing, shoes, it really humanizes it for us and I think allows us to empathize with the victims in a way that it's impossible to do in many other ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so on each step, I would say I was exploring new and new reasons why to do this film and the new ideas what this film is about, but mostly like it's the essence of it is in a quote from the prosecutor. It's a quote actually from Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
I've got the quote right here up on my computer. Yeah. It's a wonderful quote.
Yeah, that's so the ironic. Essence. That's the essence of the film. At the end, but there is a lot of things that if to translate it to the words, it's kind of losing its meaning.
Right.
This is why it's told by physical theater, by the movement,
the juxtaposition and the storytelling. Here's the quote for those of you who may not know it. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the quote is, quote, "Violence can only be concealed by a lie, and the lie can only be maintained by violence. Any man who has once proclaimed violence as his method is inevitably forced to take the lie as his principle." Close quote. That's Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Comes up in the film and really kind of captures it. Roman, can you talk a little bit about, is it Robert Oler? Is that his name? Mm-hmm. He used a phrase that really has stuck with me, the state of not being finished.
Mm-hmm.
The state of not being finished. And I couldn't help but connect it to your phrase, lost opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
For me, this film is about the future. This film's about what's next.
Yeah. Like Robert's Robbie. Yeah. He's the moment when joint investigation team published the results of the trial. He make a post on his Facebook page on Ukrainian. He's Dutch. Yeah. He make a post that it's just the beginning. So that's the mood of all the organization of next to kin of MH17 passengers and Robbie also. So they all looking for the in different ways. They're looking for the way how to go. What's the next step?
Yeah. What is the next step?
It's obviously not the. It's just the beginning. Yeah.
Do you think that there? I know I've done some research, and I'm sure our listeners will too as well. And again, a quick shout out, the film Iron Butterflies, Roman Luby here, the director at Hot Docs Toronto, talking about the film, but also make sure you get a chance to see it, and not only at the festival potentially, but coming up for its theatrical release, impactseries.net for more information. Check out Roman online. There's lots of reviews out there too, which is wonderful, Roman. So there were three convictions. There were four people who were tried.
Yeah.
Three convictions. Do you think there will be any more legal implications or ramifications for this going forward that maybe are as a result of the film, but also just because people are still wanting this sense of justice? They're still being driven by this sense of justice.
Oh, yeah, I hope there will be a lot more. I don't know. I have no expectations. I don't know what to say, but yeah.
It's so hard to know because I mean, yeah. It seems to me, I just wondered if maybe you had, you know, a little bit of the, we're a little bit on the inner circle there, you know, because you would like to think globally, we want to know the answer. There were, how many countries were on the joint team? Was it 7 or 8?
It's Netherlands, Ukraine, Malaysia at the beginning. Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah, the world, I guess the point is the world was fairly well represented, I suppose.
Yeah,
Australia. From a legal perspective.
Yeah, totally. There, it's like, it's pretty much whole democratic world was working on that.
Was working on it.
The black box was deciphered, or how to, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
In UK. All the world involved.
Pretty much the whole world. You know, we've got to wrap up our conversation here in a few minutes, Roman. But I think decipher is a great word. You know, I mean, decipher. It's unpack. It's explain. I think the other, you know, I've done a lot of work in Cambodia over the years, and there's you may have heard of the Cambodian French filmmaker Rithi Phan, and he says that he will never forgive. He will never forgive what happened to his family and to his parents, but he does want to understand. He wants to explain it, and he wants to remember. And I think, isn't that a really powerful sort of way to maybe approach something like this? I mean, hopefully the sunflower is a representation of how families and people are going to be able to forgive, but easy for me to say. And yet explain, understand, and remember, I think are worthy places to get to.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What we have no other way for now. Yeah, we have.
It's good. Yeah. No, there's no other way forward. You know, just maybe to wrap up, Roman, as a filmmaker and as a storyteller, you rely on this open source approach. Clearly it's the way of the future. We're not going to stop that anytime soon. But do you think that kind of, journalism that allows ordinary people like myself to investigate, to dig deeper, to hopefully explain and understand? I mean, we need to open it up even more in a sense, don't we?
Well, it's also have its risks.
Right, of course.
Yeah, because... we don't have yet, so yeah, for sure, it's open a lot of opportunities for people to be involved in investigation of crimes they somehow feel connected or so, many ways for volunteering. Yeah, in investigation. So, it have its own risks because,
of course,
anyway, trained and professional detective,
right? Sure.
Anyway, doing his job much better than hundreds of volunteers.
It does really make has a really interesting thing to say about what journalism really is when. when some of the footage that you have, like the immediate footage of the plane going down and Ukrainian men and women arriving on the scene, is just, it's deeply unsettling footage. And yet this is, we've all got access to it. So the question is, how do we use that information? It seems to me, but
just a small note. It's more for the people who already, well, no one in Canada seen this movie yet, but the it's most horrific scene when people filming the smoke trail, from the plane, and happy to see the downed plane. So it's very hard to explain. It's hard to watch. It's hard to explain. For it's a lot of context there, but there's the area completely radiated with propaganda. Right. It's Ukrainian citizens, unfortunately, very much radiated, I would say. They happy to see the
it just
Ukrainian
shows you
military
how
plane.
Shows Down. You how deep it goes. And this was at first, I suppose they thought it was a military plane. But well, listen, Roman, thank you for telling difficult story and for taking the time. Do you consider yourself? I've got so many other questions. But are you a journalist or are you a filmmaker?
Oh no, I'm definitely not a journalist. I'm so abstract.
So in
my thinking that people even more want to they expecting to the story, you know, the concrete story, what actually happened, and even the relatives who were on our screenings in Netherlands, they were saying that I was waiting for the investigative film,
right
even they know a lot about this case, but I'm too abstract to be a journalist. I'm more like an artist, a musician or painter,
in my cinema. Well, it definitely comes out in this film, that is for sure. Roman, thank you so much. Telling the story, for spending some time with me here on Face to Face today. The film is Iron Butterflies. You can see it at Hot Docs, and a theatrical release later this year, the Impact series done that. Roman, have a great time at Hot Docs.
Thank you so much.
And thanks again for joining me on Face to Face.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. That was my conversation with Roman Luby here on Face to Face. And this may be one of my last interviews for a little while. In fact, I do hope to have one coming up soon to be talking about the film that I've been working on for a while called Broken Courage. I'm just looking for somebody now to interview me for a change. And that could be the final interview on Face to Face, because I'm starting and have started a new show with 640 Toronto here in the city called Toronto Thread. So please check that out online. You'll be able to listen to it, of course, on the radio on Saturday nights, but search it online. You'll find out a little more info there, and I'll be posting some information too on my social media, but also on the website as well. That's facetofacelive.ca or davidpecklive.com. You'll be able to get to it either way. Thanks for joining us on the show here today. You've been listening to Face to Face. My name is David Peck.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.